USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the remains of 55 American soldiers killed in the Korean War come back to the United States, Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii to meet them.
Some have called the Korean War the Forgotten War. But today, we prove these heroes were never forgotten. Our boys are coming home.
In his remarks yesterday, Pence noted his father was a Korean War veteran.
And I just know there's no place Dad would rather have me be than here.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reportedly willing to limit the number of questions his investigators would ask President Trump. Reports are Mueller sent a letter on Monday offering to reduce by half the number of questions they'd ask the president about possible obstruction of justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reportedly offering to limit the number of questions his investigators would ask President Trump. The Washington Post reports that in a letter Mueller sent on Monday, he offered to reduce by half the number of questions his investigators would ask the president about possible obstruction of justice. This was day two of the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort on federal tax and bank fraud charges. Prosecutors told the judge they may not have Manafort's former business partner Rick Gates testify. The remains of dozens of presumed casualties of the Korean War are now back on U.S. soil following an emotional ceremony in Hawaii. Members of the U.S. military carried 55 boxes draped with American flags off C-17 aircraft and into a hangar. Vice President Mike Pence was there.
We say to you, as one people with one voice, welcome home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A second lawsuit has been filed on behalf of victims of the recent duck boat tragedy near Branson, Missouri. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
17 people, all from one big extended family, died in the sinking of the vessel during a thunderstorm. One lawsuit was filed on behalf of many members on Sunday, asking for $100 million in damages. A second suit filed Tuesday, seeking unspecified damages, both accusing the company ride the ducks of ignoring safety concerns and severe weather warnings.
We don't want anybody to have to experience what we've been through because of the lack of responsibility.
That's Lisa Berry, who lost several close relatives in the accident. The plaintiffs want a national ban on duck boats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Those flying on a doomed plane heading to Mexico City still can't believe all 103 people made it out alive. The plane crashed just after takeoff. Aeromexico has not had a deadly crash in over a decade. The airline said it still isn't willing to rule out mechanical problems. The crash highlights the importance of open areas around airports, land which can act as a buffer if a plane goes off the runway. At least 65 Americans were on board. Passengers say a strong gust of wind and hail forced the plane to the ground. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.